Nakai Ewalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Compliments of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hano hano, Hawaii la, leko lehua, kua hivi nani la, o mauna kea. Hano hano, Hawaii la, leko lehua, kua hivi nani la, o mauna kea. Kila o Maui la, leika roselani, kua hivi nani la, o hale akala. Kila kila o Maui la, leika roselani, kua hivi nani la, o hale akala.
Aloha, aloha kākou. That is aloha to all of us gathered around our radios and around the kitchen table this morning for Nakai Ewalu. How you been, Vicki?
I've been great. How was your Christmas?
Oh, it was so much fun. You know, my two nieces are back. One is from Victoria. The other one's from, I think she's went to Minnesota. And they came back frozen. We had to chip them apart, and they're pretty much warmed up now. We had a great Christmas dinner and, you know, the family kind of stuff.
Yeah, we kind of have everybody just stop in all day. Whoever, and we've just got food for the day, and whoever stops by, bring a board game, play a game, so, you know.
Well, I'm excited because I'm going out camping tonight at Malai Kahana, and you know what's cool? Our guests today are involved in helping to keep that whole North Shore area the way it is,
keep
at least.
Keep the country country.
Keep the country country. You've seen the bumper stickers. We're going to find out the people behind them today. You know what, Vicki, before we just started here, you said something to me. Aoya ovau valeno. What does that mean?
Oh, aoya means that's it.
Okay.
And ovau valeno is just me. It's only me today.
Aoya ovau valeno. Vicki Holtakamine's styling in her new car. Was that your Christmas present, Vicki?
No, a Christmas present is something that people give to you. I'm paying.
It's a present to yourself.
It's a present, yes.
What do you call the color of this vehicle now?
It's Matador Red.
Oh, gosh.
It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
It's a little sparkly. I have to go out and wash it. Today's going to be my car washing day.
Always like a pet.
Yes.
Well, you look great in it. And we are so glad to be back with you. Looking forward to the day together. A lot of great music coming up, too, on Nakai Ewalu. Brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Ma across the channels, you're listening to Nākai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Mountains roll down to the sea. I wish that you were here with me. The waves are breaking along the shore. It's not the same without you no more. Whoa! 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 Mountains roll down to the sea. I wish that you were here with me. The waves are breaking along the shore. It's not the same without you no more. Whoa! Whoa, 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 whoa. Watch the sun lift off the sea, cast the shadow off a tree. Soon the surfers will catch the waves. The beach will fill with local babes. Whoa, whoa. Watch the sun lift off the sea, cast the shadow off a tree. Soon the surfers will catch the waves. The beach will fill with local babes. Whoa! 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 Up above the clear blue sky, the tourist cars come driving by. Windsurfers across the bay, just a tropical Hawaiian day. Whoa! 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 Up above the clear blue sky, the tourist cars come driving by. Windsurfers across the bay, just a tropical Hawaiian day. Whoa! 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 Just a tropical Hawaiian day.
Beautiful to be together on this Saturday morning with Nākai e Valu, Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa, kicking back this morning with Ben Schaefer from Kahana Bay. He's the co-chair of the Defend Oahu Coalition, and Reverend Bob Nakata, old friend, Kahalu'u United Methodist Church, and he's a board member of Defend Oahu Coalition. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Mahalo. Yep.
Thanks for coming in the day after Christmas. That's great. What did you folks do yesterday or the last couple of days?
Oh, I just kicked back and rested, preparing
really?
For these kinds of things. Recovery from the battles.
So, Bob, but you had a very quiet Christmas.
Yes. My wife is visiting our daughter who got married recently on the mainland.
Oh, great.
So
why didn't you go?
Me? All these things to battle.
He's dedicated. He's going to tell us more about that, Vicky. Well, it's got to be a good reason.
The Reverend Bob Nakata has been an activist in his community for many, many years, taking on different kinds of issues, and this is just the latest.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So we'll talk about what those issues are in a few minutes. And our other guest today, Bob.
Ben?
Yes.
So, well, our other guest today, how did you spend your Christmas?
Well, we spent our Christmas with our family. They normally all come down, and we have friends that come over, and they eat all day long, just like Thanksgiving.
What do you eat? What do you make for Christmas dinner?
Christmas, we normally have... everybody makes a specialty. So mine is a Mexican salsa dip with the chips and the shrimp, chilled shrimp with the cocktail sauce.
Oh.
And my brother makes the prime ribs. And, Everybody has their specialty.
I know.
I'm
that's
very interested in the salsa.
I'm trying to perfect this oyster casserole.
Oh, hey.
Let me know when you've perfected it.
Okay. I'll have to invite you maybe for one of the practices, yeah. Vicky. Well, we really do appreciate you coming in day after Christmas. But you've done so for a good reason. What will we be getting into today?
You may have heard of us. We started out a while ago as the Keep the Country Country movement. And in its current form, it's Defend Oahu. We are working at stopping the expansion of Turtle Bay. We've been doing it for about 3 years now. 40 years ago, Turtle Bay or Kuilima was built. And then in the mid-80s, Kuilima came up with a plan to expand that resort to 5 more hotels and up to 2,000 more condominiums, a total of about 4,000 more rooms.
Well, let's take a look at that plan and some of the community response to it coming up here on Nākai e Valu. Thanks for joining us this morning. Nākai e Valu is brought to you every Saturday morning by Kamehameha Schools, Mobi PCS, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
I remember the days when we were younger. We used to catch opu in the mountain stream. Round the Koalau hills we'd ride on horseback. So long ago, night I dreamt I was returning, and my heart called out to you, but I fear you won't be like I left you. Make aloha ku home o kahalu. I remember days when we were wiser, when our world was small and our four dreams, and you have lingered there, my sister, and I no longer can, it seems. Last night I dreamt I was returning, and my heart called out to you, but I fear I am not as I left you. Meke aloha ku home o kahalu. Thank you.
aloha ku ho me o kahanu. Me ke aloha ku ho me o kahanu. Me ke aloha ku ho me o kahanu.
White water coming, no fooling around. Bee man in the sun.
Bee man, grab your bag and run.
Bee man, another swell's coming your way.
Bee man, another swell's coming your way.
Got to fill up your bag with the yellow and black. Keep your eye on the wave, don't ever turn your back. Bee man in the sun.
Bee man, grab your bag and run.
Bee man, another swell is coming your way.
Bee man, another swell is coming your way.
Hey, hey. Crab on a rock, you gotta run real fast.
You gotta run, you gotta go right now.
Keep your eye on the wave, don't never turn your back. Oh, bee man in the sun.
Oh, bee man, grab your bag and run.
Oh, bee man, another swell's coming your way.
Oh, bee man, another swell's coming your way.
Nakai Evalu plugging you into Hawaiian music and mana'o every Saturday morning. And we're sending a special shout out to our friends on Kauai today. The Kauai community markets are underway. Starting at 10 o'clock, they'll be running till 1 o'clock at Kauai Community College. They're offering some locally grown products and some locally made products on the island of Kauai. On Maui, we got something like that happening too. The Swap Meet and Farmers Market, already happening in Kahului. Fresh produce, crafts, everything at Maui Community College there on Ka'ahumanu Avenue.
He mo'olelo ko na ka na ka'apau. Na kekahi mo'olelo e a'o aku. Na kekahi e ho ulumai. Na nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kūlana ka Hawaii. Today we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Velina Mai, gather the ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehenehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehenehe on OEV TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oev.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
From Kauai to Hawaii Island, Nā Kai e Walu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network. Aloha kakahiaka, and thank you, mahalo, for joining us and spending your Saturday morning with Nā Kai e Walu. Vicki Holt-Takamine, Noe Tanigawa here with Ben Schaefer from the Defend Oahu Coalition and Reverend Bob Nakata. He's also a board member with the Defend Oahu Coalition. You might be more familiar with them from the Keep the Country Country slogan and bumper stickers.
That's correct.
You see those bumper stickers in the back of, you know, all kinds of cars and trucks and Jeeps going down the freeway. It's that green sticker.
Exactly.
That says, Keep the Country Country. We got involved with this. Iliuulu'okalani Coalition was brought into this issue a couple of years ago, when we organized a little demonstration down in the North Shore. And so all of us red shirts joined with the green shirt gang and did a little march into the Turtle Bay. They were very accommodating, but they also roped off the beaches so that they told us where we could and could not go. And it's like, what is that, to keep us off the shore or keep them, their guests away from us?
What's the issue here?
It's kind of an interesting issue.
Yeah, the connection between the two is that the resort area has a lot of Ivi.
That's bones.
Ivi are burial sites, and traditionally sand dunes, and the Turtle Bay area is a known burial site for Native Hawaiian burials. So when we talk about Ivi, we talk about the bones of our ancestors that are being buried there, that have been buried there, and will be found there.
Yeah, that is one of the major issues involved in Turtle Bay.
Because the development is going to sit right, they've taken their hotel right up to the waterfront, which would be right on what we know are burials, and they're saying there's no burials there.
Really? Have they done an EIS?
They have to do a cultural impact statement, but Bob can and Ben can talk about the EIS as well.
The Ivi issue really surfaced because there were a lot of studies done when the expansion was approved in 1986. Around that time, a number of studies were done, but you know, it's more than 20 years now. Laws, rules, and regs have changed. Turtle Bay did complete what's called a mitigation plan in 2005, but right after that, they started grubbing for this expansion without getting a permit from SHPTI.
SHPTI is a state historic preservation.
Keep the thought now.
That's right. We're just scratching the surface as we try to understand some of the issues now surrounding the idea of keeping the country country here, even here on Oahu. Nakai Evalu, every Saturday morning, thanks to Kamehameha Schools, Mobi PCS, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
Early in the morning, she would gather all her island fruits and pack them as she starts another day. Carefully she makes her way beside the mountain stream as she sings an island chant of long ago. Stops. She watched the sun creep through the valley sky. Smiles and wipes the sweat off from her brow. Continues on and starts her journey through the highway rising sun. Sweet,
sweet
lady of Waihoa.
selling her papaya.
Broadcasting statewide, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Nani ko olau ahi poan, ka iniki vela vela o kamakasila, ilaila ka ua I valea ai, me kawai o ka ulala eho, me kawai o ka ulala eho. Nani ko olau ahi poan, Iniki vela vela o ka makasila Ilaila ka ua I valea ai Me ka vai o ka ulala e ho Me ka vai o ka ulala e ho Silo sila, ilaila ka ua hi olani ai, me ka vai o ka paliko olau, me ka vai o ka paliko olau. Ahiki ka ua inu uanu, a inu I ka vai o silo sila, ilaila ka ua hi olani ai, me ka vai o ka paliko olau, me ka vai o ka paliko olau.
Take it away, Pete.
Kamakasila, kaua puno la ilaila, me kawai o ka ulala e ho, me kawai o ka ulala e ho. Ha ina ko olau ahe poan, ka iniki vela vela kamakasila, kaua puno la ilaila, me kawai o ka ulala e ho, me kawai o ka ulala e ho.
There you go, Kihei. Easy does it today, okay? Kafa'a, your song's coming up next here on Nakai Evalu. Vicky Holt-Takamine, Noe Tanigawa with our guest today, Reverend Bob Nakata, board member with the Defend Oahu Coalition, and Ben Schaefer of Kahana Bay, co-chair of the Defend Oahu Coalition. Welcome to both of you.
Brokum, mahalo.
So if we were to look at, you know, the issue, why should I be concerned about this?
Well, I think our residents, all of our residents need to be concerned about it, because it's not only Turtle Bay that's affected. It's the whole Ko'olauloa area. In the general plan, basically all the building was supposed to be done on the Eva site. Right? Our site
of
was
Oahu.
Supposed to of Oahu. Our Ko'olauloa on Oahu is supposed to be rural.
Where is Ko'olauloa?
Ko'olauloa starts from Hakipu'u, going all the way to Waimea. Actually, down to the end of the coast. And so what happens, every few years, people come in, they want to develop things. Back in the early 60s, Doris Duk wanted to build in Kahana, a magnificent tourist place. Hotels, condos with the skips and yachts for the rich and the famous. And down the road at Sacred Falls, another developer wanted to come in. Then we had the Turtle Bay development. Then we had the Hanuhanuhali and the Pasipunulu rooms come up, the apartments come up. What's happening now is that more and more developers are coming in. They want to add. They want to add. And there's no room, number one. There's no room on the highway, number two.
Well, we have a two-lane roadway that goes through the entire Ko'olauloa, out around North Shore, around Hali'iwa. So you know what happens when the surf is up.
And the sand washes over the road,
the sea spray comes over, the Ehukai comes in. But it's the traffic just to get out to go watch the Waimea Eri'aikau. It was a few weeks ago on the Pipeline Masters. But North Shore is and just not North Shore, but just the entire Ko'olau, it's one road that goes around that end. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful drive.
Beautiful.
I love
me too.
That drive. I love that drive because I can look out at the ocean. I can keep, you know, we don't have a lot of high rises.
Houses.
Along that driveway. It has to be a historic, some site. We have to go and look at what California did to preserve their drive.
That's right. That's right.
Because it is one of the most beautiful leisure drives that we have on Oahu. Mm-hmm.
Preserve it as a scenic route, huh?
That's
it
right.
It is.
That's what we need to do.
So you're afraid that further development as planned by Turtle Bay would, of course, increase traffic?
That's correct. Not only Turtle Bay, Laiea wants to build a hotel. It's a sustainable hotel, but they want to do that as well as expand the Polynesian Cultural Center and Brigham Young University into the community. They want to double the population. And actually, when they say double the population, most of the people that are coming in are not going to be local people. They'll probably be from outside because those are the only ones probably could afford their homes.
So you're saying that wouldn't alleviate our housing problem?
That's right.
Because they're going to be a lot more expensive. And there's push for bed and breakfast, too, through our city county.
Boy, you community activists got to stay on top of it 24 hours a day. No wonder you couldn't go away for Christmas, Bob. We're talking with Bob Nakata and Ben Schaefer from the Defend Oahu Coalition. This beautiful Saturday morning with Nakai Evalu. And we come to you every week thanks to Kamehameha Schools, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
All that you can say. Years gone by and still, words don't come easily. Like sorry, I'm sorry. Forgive me. All that you can say. Years gone by and still, words don't come easily. Like forgive me, forgive me. But you can say baby,
Listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
How much you wanna pay for you?
Does it? No stress, no strain, my friends. It's Nakai Evalu time. Vicky Holtagamine, Noe Tanigawa here, and we're thinking about everybody on their way to Kapi'olani Community College Farmers Market. I know some of you work with us playing in the background too, and that'll be going on till 11 o'clock at KCC there on Diamond Head. I love the Bale breads. The spot has some really ono cuisine. Their curries are really good, Vicky. They have strawberry mochi from Maui. The Ma'o folks are always there with their greens.
I love Ma'o organic greens.
So ono. And the blue lotus ginger shave ice really cuts it.
The blue lotus ginger shave ice.
Ginger shave ice.
I'm gonna have to check that one out.
You do. And while you're there, try their free range shrimp omelette. It's ono. You heard about it on Nakai Evalu.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Velina Mai, gather the ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEVE TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oeve.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Aloha and mahalo for your company today. We're Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network. That's the way we like it here on Nā Kai E Valu. Vicky Holt-Takamine, Noe Tanigawa, our guest today from the windward side of the island, Ben Schaefer from Defend Oahu Coalition. He's a co-chair there. And Reverend Bob Nakata, also a board member of the Defend Oahu Coalition.
You had a nice drive out here this morning as the sun was rising in the east.
And no traffic.
And no traffic.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So one of the things that we're talking about here is the expansion. And I think that, you know, recently, more recently, the monk seals are coming, the green turtles, that population is increasing. Are they showing up on your shores?
Yeah, very much so. And that is one of the issues in the challenge to the EIS. We're saying that these are new conditions that are not covered in the old EIS. So that and traffic are the major issues that are being focused on. And a week ago, there was a hearing at the Supreme Court concerning this, and we are very hopeful that the Supreme Court will order Turtle Bay to do supplemental EIS addressing those issues.
So how long can you hang your hat on a 23-year-old EIS? Yeah. I mean, that was the EIS was done 23 years ago. The community today, I could tell you, 23 years ago, my kids were still in high school, right? All three of them are out of college, or out of high school, yeah. Graduated from college. What happened? You know, I'm a grandmother.
23, a lot happens.
Mm-hmm. People grow up, and we've got new families that are moving in. We've got, you know, there's a whole different set of circumstances. So. How
and a
long
new set
is
of requirements, yeah. right? With the
well,
cultural EIS.
Well, now we've got a CIS introduced, and we worked really hard to get that introduced into the legislature. And a new, and I think that's what they're afraid of, is because when they did the original EIS, they did not have to do a cultural impact statement. And now it's required.
Yeah, things
new
things
set
really
of rules
have changed.
People don't want to comply.
Well, why not do it? I mean, what's their legal argument?
If you can believe it, they're saying the traffic impact is not going to be significantly changed.
By five new developments on that shore?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm. So that is part of the challenge, to prove them wrong.
Ah. That's why you're working the day after Christmas, the two of
that's
you.
That's why we're working the day after Christmas.
Ben and Bob. All right. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. This is Nā Kai E Valu, our thoughts and our ideas this morning coming from the windward side of Oahu.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Mahalo for your company around the kitchen table this morning with Nakai Evalu. Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa, with our special guest from Kahana Bay, Ben Schaefer. He's co-chair of the Defend Oahu Coalition and a board member of that coalition, Reverend Bob Nakata. Welcome.
Thank you for coming.
Mahalo, mahalo.
This is not an issue that's unique to our island of Oahu.
Oh, no, definitely not. This issue, actually, Defend Oahu is what the name represents. We're trying to defend the island of Oahu, and every island should have their own defenders of the aina, of the water, yeah, of our culture, of the iwi. And so that's what Defend Oahu is all about. We need to start having more of these. And we've had, you know, Protect Kahoʻolawe. We've had all the different organizations. We need to learn from each other. How do we get in there so we can start changing things? And so every island needs to be maka'ala on it. Because the guys with the money are going to come in, they want to develop, they want to build, and they want to ruin the land. People come to Hawaii not for the hotel, they come to see the people, the culture, the land, the water. Yeah, they do not come to see the hotel.
They come for the natural beauty of Hawaii.
Maikai.
Yeah, there are two ways in which the statewide implications come out. we are before the Land Use Commission trying to get them to reverse the approval they gave 20-some years ago.
To the Turtle Bay expansion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're there trying to stop or reverse it. And there are many other situations like that across the state where the Land Use Commission gave approval and nothing or very little has happened, and these things are still on the books. Turtle Bay is also before the county, and this is County of Honolulu, but this would be common in other counties too. They are trying to get what's called subdivision approval. And if they get that, and they are working extremely hard to get it done in the next month or so, then Turtle Bay is going to have the right forever to do this development. It's going to stay on the development plan maps.
What are the odds that they'll get that?
Right now, it looks pretty good. This is why we're attacking in different ways. If we win on the at the Supreme Court level, that may help stop the subdivision. But they are extremely close. The city has been giving them extension after extension after extension. 3 years of 6-month extension.
Is the mayor in favor of the expansion?
Well, he says no, but the process keeps moving. So,
who are the council members who are...
He also is insisting that it's already vested. We're saying no. You know, the city Department of Planning is saying it's vested.
Well, it's a great topic for this year's election year coming up. It's a good chance. It's a good time for you folks to do a legislative scorecard. What can you do about it? Learn about this issue, make it a priority, and figure out who you're going to vote for in this upcoming election.
But this possible vote in the
right.
next month or so sounds very critical. How can people find out more if they're interested in finding out more about the Turtle Bay expansion possibility on the North Shore?
We have
a website, defendoahucoalition.org.
Defendoahucoalition.org, right on. Thank you both so much for coming in today. We've been talking with Ben Schaefer and Reverend Bob Nakata about possibilities. What kind of life do you want to live on the North Shore? What kind of life do you want to see underway on the North Shore of Oahu? Ask yourself and get involved. Nakai Evalu, every Saturday morning, thanks to the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Moby PCS, and Kamehameha Schools for the Visionary Radio Network.
listening to Nā Kai e Valu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10. Nā Kai e Valu, the eight seas, connecting all the Hawaiian islands on the Visionary Radio Network every Saturday morning between 8 and 10. Hilo, we know you got the farmer's market already happening there. They'll be going until everything's gone. That's what they say. They're right in the corner of Mamo and Kamehameha. Have you ever been, Vic?
No. Really? Farmer's market on where?
At the corner of Mamo and Kamehameha. They're in Hilo. Right down the street.
Right down the street from Sig Zane's.
Exactly.
Absolutely. They got the best flowers and fresh produce, mountain apples, and all kinds of goodies.
And a lot of parking, too.
Lots of beautiful flowers.
He mo'olelo ko nā kā naka apau. Nā kekahi mo'olelo e a oaku. Nā kekahi e ho urumai. Nā nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kūlana ka Hawaii. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Belina Mai. Gather the Ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEVE TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oeve.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Nakai Evalu, statewide, every Saturday morning, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Evalu, so glad to be spending Saturday morning around the kitchen table with you, Vicky.
Yeah, we're getting ready for New Year's. What do you do,
boy,
for New Year?
The New Year's coming up. You know how I can tell? My mom got her mochi maker out.
You mean you don't pound it?
No way. This is the contemporary way that Japanese get their mochi, and she really goes into mass production, too.
Well, one of my students made it in the microwave.
From powder? No. This is from mochi rice. Okay, we do stay a little traditional. This is directly from the sticky rice, and you put it in there, and the machine cooks it. And then at a certain point, after the rice grains are cooked to the point of perfection, it starts jiggling, and you it has a glass cover so you can look inside, and you see the rice jiggling, and it starts jiggling more and more, and then the table starts shaking, and then slowly the rice peels away from
that?
The side.
Is there a jiggle dance that goes with the jiggling?
We have to have
mochi?
Drumming to pretend we're actually pounding it. Nah.
Well, they actually have mochi poi pounding, you know.
They do where?
Uh-huh. On the Big Island, on Hawaii Island.
Oh, that's right. Akiko's place.
Right, Akiko's Buddhist bed and breakfast.
Oh, gosh, that's right. Hakalau, I think.
Start building the fire at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh.
You know, on the 27th, they're going to do this. I might just fly up there. Just cause. They're going to build the fire at 6 to steam the rice, and it runs from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And you get a chance to pound the glutinous, sticky rice for good luck. So if you don't get to pound it, if you make yours in a mochi maker, you
just
still
as
have good.
Good
luck.
But
just do you still get good,
good
luck?
So far. What do you do for New Year's?
We like to make lau lau. My father's getting older now. He used to go and cook the lau. We don't dig the emu. But actually, before, my dad them used to kalua pig. My dad was a lot younger then. He's 86 now.
My father's
86 years old. So, you know, digging the emu, because my grandfather's birthday was New Year's Eve, and my auntie's birthday was the next day. It was like, so the whole family would come, and my father was the emu maker. And so we would kalua pig. It would come out at midnight, right when the fireworks are going. We had our own fireworks going full. That's before you had to go get a permit and let the fire department know you can make emu, all kinds of stuff. But that's what we did, kalua pig. So now we've graduated to lau lau making.
Sounds like fun.
Just like your mochi.
I want to find out exactly how to do that. Maybe coming up here on Nakai Evalu. Thanks for joining us every Saturday morning. This program is brought to you by Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
Thank you. Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nākai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Okay, that's for you. Heading out in traffic today. Hang tight. It'll all pass. And you'll be so happy afterwards. Mnaka Evalu here. Noe Tanigawa and Vicky Holt Takamine with our Olelo Noeau.
Yes, our olelono'ia are those wise words of our kupuna handed down from generation to generation. And it helps us today as we look at what's happening in our lives. So I've chosen this one for the coming year because we look at the sunrise and the sunset. And this one talks about sunrise and sunset, especially for your New Year's Day. Run out there. Maikala oili I ha'e ha'e ahali I kamole ole hua. From the appearance of the sun at Ha'e, which is a place at Kumukahi on Puna, Hawaii. It's where the sun first rises up and hits at Kumukahi, the most easternmost point of the Hawaiian archipelago, until it spreads its light to the foundation of Lehua. And Lehua is considered the island that's most west in the archipelago of the Hawaiian island chain. So as you get up in the morning, if you can run out to Kumukahi, if you're in Hilo, on the island of Hawaii, go out at Kumukahi and catch that sunrise, the first sunlight that comes up in the morning at Ha'e. And then if you're on the island of Kauai, you chase the sun until it sets out at Lehua, which is Polihale Beach is the best place to watch it.
That's the most western point.
Well,
for it's pretty us, way out there.
Well, that's a point on Kauai where we can all run out to. We can't exactly get out to Lehua Island. We've got to cross several more seas than just the eight seas. And so Nakai Evalu, it'll encompass this Olelono'ia, encompasses Nakai Evalu, the eight seas and all the islands in between. And our Olelono'ia, our thought for the day, is brought to you by Mobi PCS.
O ka pikake I ka o ahe ahe a kamakani
Hey.
Ah, the day's gone by so fast, Vicky. Vicky yes. Holtakamine Noe Tanigawa. This is Nakai Evalu. Thank you so much for spending your day after Christmas with us.
And we're going to see all of you next year.
That's
when
right.
When we come back.
It'll be 2010.
Yes.
That's scary.
It'll be, we'll have had our New Year's celebration and we'll check in with you folks and see what you folks have been doing.
Just be sure to make it a safe one. Take it easy. Family style's a way to go. Nakai Evalu thanking our producer and artistic director, Chanel Mokepua, of course, and thanking our sponsors, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS. Nakai Evalu is brought to you with much aloha every Saturday on the Visionary Radio Network. Light 94.7 Kumu on Oahu, Q103, 103.7 Maui, The Surf 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK 102.3 Molokai.
We want to thank you all for joining us and wish all of you hauʻoli makahiki ho, Happy New Year.
Ahui ho.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Velina Mai, gather the ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEV TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oev.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.